Hello, it is 8:38 a.m. You are listening to Ben and Josh on the Morning After, RDU 98.5, all that good stuff. And on the other end of the line, I believe we have Ariana. Are you there?
Morena.
We are talking today about, I suppose, the end of the year, summer and those festivities, firstly. So, I mean, this obviously segment happens once a week, but we should all be using Rayo every single day, and that does not exclude the festive season when we're not at work to do this segment. So, what are some words and phrases that I could use around the Christmas dinner table, but also just in general?
Christmas isn't a Māori concept from the outset. So one of the things that you might see around Christmas is something called kupu mino, which are borrowed words. So they're English words, and we add some more vowel sounds and make them Māori. So one of those is kirihimete. Kirihimete, which is the transliteration for Christmas. And so the phrase Meri kirihimete,
yes,
is Merry Christmas. And so that can be one that you can use leading into and also on the day of, Meri Kirihimete. I'll do some follow-up on our social media so that people can have a recap and see the spelling and the pronunciation of this. But that's a good one to begin with, Meri Kirihimete. The other one, and it's another kupu mino, but it's a favourite of mine, is Harare.
Harare.
Harare. And Harare is an ancient Māori word that means holiday.
Amazing.
Yeah. Holiday. So good. I love that.
Madonna even wrote a song about it. You know, she's got strong links to the Māori community. She doesn't, but it would be cool if she did.
Imagine. Oh, if only.
If only.
We also...
The phrase, kia pai tō holiday, can mean have a good holiday.
Kia pai tō holiday. Fantastic.
Lovely. Thank you.
Cool. See, because I thought Meri Kirihimete was going to be the only phrase I could like pull out and use. So I'm glad. Thank you so much.
All good. And you can use Harare in a bilingual sentence, right? So you can just say, how's your Harare going? What are you up to for your Harare? Are you going anywhere for your Harare? That can be a progression as well. You don't have to go straight to a whole phrase.
As a wee tangent, I think that I'm scared of being bilingual incorporating Māori words in an entirely otherwise English sentence. And that's obviously something I shouldn't be afraid of, right?
Yeah, well, I think we have it with a few words already, like, how are the tamariki? What are you and your whānau up to? Have you got lots of mahi on? You know, you'll hear words, te reo Māori words being integrated more, and I think that's how they become part of the Kiwi lexicon.
Totally.
And there's a really cool list somewhere on the interwebs about the 100 Māori words every New Zealander should know. And those are words, things like iwi and hapu and kaupapa that just are integrated, and eventually we don't even acknowledge, well, we acknowledge them but might not recognise that we're speaking to the old Māori.
100%.
We also wanted to talk about on the front page of stuff.co.nz is the headline reads, "We apologise to Māori." And then as you kind of read it, it's talking about how they've kind of done a... I guess, look inwards on themselves and have kind of expressed that they've been looking through a monocultural lens and are basically saying, you know, we've been racist and we've contributed to stigma, et cetera, et cetera. I guess, what are your thoughts on them doing this kind of, you know...
Editorial.
Yeah.
Initial response when I saw this morning was, hurrah! And massive acknowledgement to the Māori journalists who are working in that, and you know, advocating, and also acknowledge the non-Māori journalists who are allies for them in that space. And then stuff.co.nz, but Stuff as an organisation for owning it.
Yeah.
I read the apology, and it was really great. There was no language of deflection. It was actually just ownership. And what I read was a hopeful commitment to do better. And so I think it's a great start. Mainstream media for me has been, a thorn in the side for a while in terms of the Māori narrative or lack thereof that they offer. So man, it only took us till the end of 2020, but here we are.
Yeah.
Truly. And one thing to note, or at least the first thing I saw this on the front page, I thought to myself, oh no, they've been caught in something.
Yeah.
But it was so amazing to see that they are apologising unprovoked.
Yeah.
Far too often we see people only apologising for being racist, xenophobic, whatever.
Once they've been caught. Yeah.
So this was really refreshing.
Definitely.
And I think a great example for other, not just media companies, but for other organisations to follow, because I guess the flip side of this is that we still have a lot of non-Māori who either have negative kōrero about Māori in their space or appropriation of Māori.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it particularly this year in the space of art, where there's been cultural appropriation. People have, maybe I'm tangenting, but anyway, over the weekend I saw a wahine Māori who's alive, and a tattoo artist really liked her image.
Mm, yeah.
And so has just been tattooing it on people.
Without
her permission. So I think examples like this of stuff are really, I'm hoping that they're a powerful tool in this change that's happening around awareness and responsibility, and just saying, yeah, we effed up and we're going to do better.
Mm, yeah,
totally.
Definitely. It's really cool to see.
And let me just say that at Rea Māori Mai, you should be going on the website, you should be going on all the socials. I want to applaud you because you're a pioneer with all of this, and I'm honestly so thankful that this segment exists. So thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do you have any other final words before we end our kōrero today?
I love that you just said kōrero. I really acknowledge and appreciate it. Again, just that encouragement, that reminder, pick one Māori word, integrate it into your daily language, and grow from there.
Oh,
fantastic.
As per usual, a blessing. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you.
Kia ora.